two thoughts come from the intelligence and emotions from the mind. There are two different ways of looking at this. One is that what Ramanujacharya says and what subsequent Acharya talked about, how thoughts grow into feelings and then emotions, you're going to have thoughts, emotions, intentions and actions, and at each level it is progressive. So this is the action which happens at the subtle body before the action gets translated to the level of gross body. So in this analytical frame, thoughts come before emotions. Now we could also say that thoughts involve more of a passive or detached observation. Okay, this is happening here, this is happening here, this is like this, that is like that. Emotions involve more of a personal involvement in things. So if a bomb explodes in some part of the world, that's, I might have a thought about it. But if a bomb explodes in my neighborhood, then the horror will be much more in my mind. So you could say there's a greater investment of emotion. So basically an intention means you've decided to do something. So in this analysis, we could say that thoughts are at a greater distance from us, emotions are closer to us, and intentions are something which have already been accepted by us. So in that sense, this is the progression of thoughts to emotions to intentions is also a progression of increasing identification with that. So this is one frame of analysis. And this is how things happen in the subtle body, where something which is at a distance, we increasingly identify with it and then we act accordingly. Having said this, we could say that some people are emotional, some people are rational. So some people, for them, feelings come before thoughts. For some people, thoughts come before feelings. So for example, some people may go in front of the DTs and just immediately feel some bhav for Krishna. For some others, they go and then they have to think a little bit, recite some verses, think that this is Krishna, and then from that thought the bhava comes. So it's possible that based on one's own psychophysical nature, for some people emotions may come before thoughts in some situations. And it's not just for some people, for all of us, if we are attached to something, then when there is attachment, the emotion will come before the thought. That's the very nature of attachment, and that can be for good or that can be for bad also. If somebody is alcoholic and they just drink before they think. So, and that's bad. So I would say that that chronology of thoughts leading to feelings, leading to intentions, it's more of a description of how the mechanism of the subtle body works. In terms of increasing identification with a particular stimuli that comes first in the subtle body and then manifests at the level, gross level. But each subtle body has its own characteristic, and in that the in some subtle bodies the emotion may come before the thought. So I would say that we can also differentiate somewhat more by saying that thought itself can refer to different things. So even in our day-to-day language, I got a thought. That means just some idea popped into my mind. Or so we can say, I have given this a lot of thought. There when we use the word thought, it means I have analyzed this carefully. I deliberated on this using my intelligence. So the word thought itself can be used in different senses. So when it is said that for some people emotions come before thoughts, or thoughts come before emotions for some people, that is basically, we could say, that is the way their mind is shaped, mind is structured. And in that, when we say that thoughts come before feelings, their thought is not so much referring to rational thinking about something. It is simply the appearance of a stimuli in our inner world. I got a thought. So in that sense, it comes first. So dhyayato vishayan pumsa sangasteshu pajayate. So there, that thought has come, and then when there, the word dhyayato actually means contemplation. But that contemplation is a negative sense. If that verse also, if you see, if that contemplation we equate with thought, then sangha, feeling comes afterwards. Mm? Emotions are coming afterwards. Mm. And then the emotions become stronger, and then the cycle goes on. But the key thing is that there, when one is contemplating, one is not really using one's intelligence to analyze whether this object is good for me or not. That contemplation means just that object has come in the in our inner world, and we are giving it our attention. So that dhyayato is not in the sense of conscious, intelligent deliberation. That is more just of a giving of attention to that. So if we are using thought as referring not to just giving attention to something, which just entered into our consciousness, but we are referring to thought, using thought to refer to the act of conscious deliberation, then we can say thought happens at the intelligence level. I wouldn't say comes from the intelligence. We could say that. I'm a little uncomfortable with that usage, because ultimately consciousness comes from the soul. We could say a desire pops up from the mind, and from the mind, but then the soul processes it. The soul accepts, should I take this desire or should I not take this desire? So we could say the capacity for rational, deliberate thinking is present in the intelligence. And if the intelligence is alert and strong, we'll use it. It's like, say, if I have antivirus program in my computer, if I put a pen drive in it, some antivirus programs may get activated automatically. But sometimes, after I put the pen drive, there might be some virus over here. Then I activate the antivirus program. So you could say that antivirus program is like the intelligence. And the careful evaluation, the screening of what is coming in, that needs to be done. And that will be done by the intelligence. For some people whose intelligence is very trained and alert, they may do it immediately. For others, they may not do it immediately. They have to think about it. So they have to consciously activate it. But still, the point remains that we could say the capacity. So I would say that the for the soul, which is spiritual, which is the source of consciousness, the capacity for emotions, not just emotions in general, but specific kind of emotions which a soul experiences while being in a particular body. So every animal is attracted to the opposite gender of that animal. So that attraction, that is present in the mind. So the capacity for experiencing emotions while we are in a body, that capacity is present in the mind. And the capacity for rational thought is present in the intelligence. And when there is conscious, when there is conscious perception of something, and the consciousness perceives something, at that time, depending on the particular psychophysical nature, either the mind may become activated first, or the intelligence may become activated first. And in that case, you could say that the emotionality gets activated, that's coming from the mind, the rationality is getting activated, that's coming from the intelligence. Can I answer your question?